Welcome to your food for thought from the week from the North Carolina Cooperative Extension Service. We want you to make your heart health part of your self-care routine. February is National Heart Health Month. Devoting a little time every day to care for yourself can go a long way toward protecting the health of your heart. Simple self-care, such as taking a moment to de-stress, giving yourself time to move more, preparing healthier meals, and not cheating yourself on sleep, can all benefit your heart. And that's a good thing, because heart disease is largely preventable, and focusing on improving your heart health has never been more important. Heart disease is a leading cause of death for women and men in the United States, and many Americans remain at risk of getting it. People with poor cardiovascular health are also at increased risk of severe illness from COVID-19. Studies show that self-care routines, such as taking a daily walk, keeping your doctor's appointments, helps us keep our blood pressure in the healthy range and reduce our risk of heart disease and stroke. It may be easier than you think to put your heart into your daily routine. Each Sunday, look at your week's calendar and carve out 30 minutes every day for heart-healthy practices. You can take an online yoga class, prepare a heart-healthy recipe, schedule your bedtime so that you are getting at least 7 hours of sleep, or make a medication checklist. Seek out support from others, even if it's online or through a phone call, to help get people that can help you stick to your goals. Here are a few self-care tips to try every day to make your heart a priority. Start on Sunday and make it a self-care Sunday. Find a moment of serenity every Sunday. Just spend some quality time on yourself. Make Monday a mindful Monday. Be mindful about your health and regularly monitor your blood pressure or blood sugar if needed. Keep an eye on your weight to make sure it stays within or moves toward a healthy range. Being aware of your health status is a key to making positive change. Tuesday is going to be our Tasty Tuesday. Instead of Taco Tuesday, make it a Tasty Tuesday. Choose how you want to approach eating healthier. Start small by prepping your meals by using some herbs and spices as a salt substitute. You can prepare a simple new heart-healthy recipe. You can try a different way of eating. There's several diets or ways of eating, like the Mediterranean way of eating, that has significantly shown to lower blood pressure. And it helps you get plenty of fruits and vegetables, fish, poultry, lean meats, beans, nuts, whole grains, and low-fat dairy products. Wednesday is going to be our Wellness Wednesday. Move more, eat a fruit or vegetable you've never tried, make a plan to quit smoking or vaping, or learn the signs of a heart attack or stroke. You could be having a heart attack if you have chest and upper body pain or discomfort, shortness of breath, cold sweats, nausea, or lightheadedness. You could be having a stroke if you have numbness in the face, the arm, or the leg, confusion, trouble talking, seeing, dizziness, or a severe headache. Thursday is going to be your Treat Yourself Thursday. The treats can be healthy. Try making a dessert with fresh fruit and yogurt. Stretch your imagination beyond food. Host a family dance party. Take a few minutes to just sit still and meditate. Go for a long walk. Watch a funny show. Laughter is very healthy for us. But whatever you do, find a way to spend some quality time on yourself. Friday is going to be our Follow Friday. So a lot of people are followers of different pages on Facebook or other social media. We want you to follow inspiring people. Positive pages on social media. Text a friend to help you stick to your self-care goals. Remember to take care of your mental health, and it could be that you're going to unfollow on Friday. Maybe you're part of some groups or social media stresses you out. We want to help you just de-stress and take care of your mental health. Two of the main hurdles to self-care are depression and a lack of confidence. If your mental health gets between you and your fabulous self, take action to show your heart some love. And Saturday is going to be our Selfie Saturday. Inspire others to take care of their own hearts. Tell them about your self-care routine. Talk to loved ones or maybe share a selfie on your social media platforms. You want to have good social support and personal networks because those things can help make it easier to get regular physical activity, eat nutritious foods, and reach a healthy weight and quit smoking. You can learn more about heart health and heart healthy activities by going online to the American Heart Association at heart.org. This has been Jennifer Brown, Family Consumer Science Agent with the North Carolina Cooperative Extension Service. Thanks for tuning in.